say four people are dead and 159 are unaccounted for after the partial collapse of a beachside building in Florida. Miami-Dade's mayor noted Friday rescue officials were still searching for survivors more than 24 hours after the collapse. She says there's still hope of finding people alive in the rubble. A fire official says rescue operations continued throughout the night and 130 firefighters are working at the site. Crews are using dogs and microphones as they sift through the wreckage. Miami-Dade's police director says authorities are working with the medical examiner's office to identify the four victims. Former Minneapolis policeman Derek Chauvin will be sentenced on Friday for murdering George Floyd in May 2020 after a trial widely seen as a major moment in the history of U.S. policing. A jury found Chauvin guilty on April 20th of multiple charges, including murder and manslaughter. Prosecutors have asked for a 30-year prison sentence. The defense has asked for probation and has sought a retrial ahead of an expected appeal. Video of Chauvin, who is white, kneeling on the neck of Floyd, a 46-year-old black man in handcuffs, for more than 9 minutes, sparked outrage around the world and the largest protest movement seen in the United States in decades. Prosecutors may call on Floyd's relatives to talk about the impact of his death during the Friday afternoon hearing in a Minneapolis, Minnesota courtroom. Chauvin, who has chose not to testify at his trial, has a right to address the judge before he is sentenced. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow Voice of America on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Icelanders will no longer need to wear masks or keep a safe distance from other people as all COVID-19 restrictions will be lifted on Saturday, the country's health minister said Friday. The North Atlantic country has generally combated the COVID-19 outbreak well with a rigorous testing and tracing system, but it has instituted lockdown measures several times in the last year to curb infection spikes. Iceland will likely be the first country in Europe to lift all of its COVID-19 restrictions, according to local news. Restrictions in place until now have included curbs on public gatherings and a distance rule of 2 meters between people. The government says 87% of Icelanders have received their first dose of a coronavirus vaccine, which it says is the highest rate recorded among comparable countries. Russia is facing a surge in COVID-19 cases that authorities blame on the highly infectious Delta variant and slow progress in vaccinating people, with deaths linked to the virus hitting a new record in Moscow on Friday. Officials have scrambled to compel people to get inoculated with slow demand for the vaccine, even since cases spiked this month. A government official says 21 million people have been vaccinated out of a population of 144 million. The Kremlin said on Friday, rising demand and storage difficulties were responsible for vaccine shortages, which would be resolved in the coming days. European Union leaders on Friday rejected a France-German proposal to hold a summit with Russia after Poland and Baltic countries said it would send the wrong message. Following U.S. President Joe Biden meeting Russian President Vladimir Putin in Geneva on June 16th, French President Emmanuel Macron said a first EU summit with Putin since January 2014 would be, quote, a dialogue to defend our interests with backing from Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi. But late-night talks between the EU's 27 leaders failed to secure an agreement, German Chancellor Angela Merkel said. France and Germany want to be able to work with Russia on combating climate change and finding ways to stabilize relations. And U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Friday Washington was assessing whether the Taliban was serious about ending the conflict in Afghanistan and that trying to take back the country by force was not consistent with peace efforts. Blinken, who was visiting Paris, acknowledged attacks on Afghan security forces were increasing before planned talks in Washington between U.S. President Joe Biden, Afghan President Ashraf Ghani, and Ghani's former political opponent Abdullah Abdullah. The peace process has stalled as Afghan security forces battle a Taliban spring offensive that threatens several provincial capitals. Ethnic militias have been mobilized to help government troops. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Music now, VOA 1.